Hello and welcome to Poetry Non-Stop. I'm Patrick Widdis and on this episode we have a double dose of Norfolk poets. We welcome back Andy Bennett, Norwich's Master of the Sonnet, who came on the podcast to talk about the form a couple of years ago, and the annual project 28 Sonnets Later, in which he and other poets take turns to write a sonnet each day throughout February. We're going to hear a couple of sonnets from this year's project by him and another founding member, Russell Turner. Russell is a poet, actor, mathematician and broadcaster. Check him out on the brilliant Future Radio. I first got to know him at poetry events in Cambridge years before I moved to Norwich, and it's great to have him on the podcast. Do check out 28sonnetslater.blogspot.com where you can read all the sonnets from this year and previous years. And of course, it's a bumper edition this time with it being a leap year. I should also give mention to other non-Norfolk but equally talented contributors to the project, Faye Roberts and Leanne Moden. They've both been on the podcast before, so check out their episodes if you haven't already. I'll put links to everything I've mentioned on poetrynonstop.com. Here's Russell, followed by Andy.
Hi, Russell J. Turner here. This year for 28 Sonnets Later, we're writing about groups of seven. I've chosen George Carlin's Seven Dirty Words, so I'll be writing about swearing without actually using the swear words. This one is a reimagining of a track from Horses by Patti Smith, with apologies. It's called La Merde. This sea, this sky, are stitched up with the land, as horses' hooves shape iamb and trochee, some simple syncopated poetry. A boy steps forward, lifts his arms, the sand cascades like blood-red water through his hands. A girl leans on the parking meter. She will dance in tongues, converse elliptically, unlearn, untwist, uncover, understand. Behind the mirror, Johnny conjures dreams where butterflies are flapping in his throat, where silver horses range the in-between. The mirror cracks with silence and with screams that coalesce as one transcendent note, and Johnny falls deep into the machine.
Just close your eyes and face towards the sun. Appreciate the blessing on your skin. A lucky life's the right of everyone, the blithesome boon of seven Fukujin. We'll grant you lengthy days and feasts to fill them, a castle to protect your laughing children, a love to make the earth beneath you shift, all human bounties lie within our gift. The chief of these is luck, or kismet, karma, the serendipity of cosmic dances, the happy fluke of how the dice may fall. So here's the deal. You cultivate your dharma, and us will strive to consecrate your chances. We're seven gods of fortune, after all.